So a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanja Kagamekulunkwanyoka, and this is our daily Monday to Friday show between 1800 to 1900. And in many cases, I get to come here and give theories and give presentation and give suggestions and invoke your curiosity or tap in your potential and make you think or make you angry, whatever I bring out, as long as I bring out a reaction and that reaction lead to something different being done or a new model being created, a new approach, a new idea, then I'm happy. I know a few of you were like, no, we want it to be like that, we want it to be like that. This is just 1 hour for me and you to debate or to think or to look differently or to reflect in the mirror of how we are doing things. It's just 1 hour, colleagues. So please, I know you want to call, you want guests, you want... Sometimes it's the solution is you. So we get to give 1 hour to you to contradict yourself, to do a self-reflection. How should we build this economy? Which direction should we move? And for today, we're going to look at something. I was fortunate enough to be in the northern regions like Doshana and Oshkoto, Ondangwa, Ondangwa, Ongwediva, and Oshakati. So I was fortunate enough to be here last week, and something very interesting happened. Something very interesting that I want us to assess, that I want us to look at, that I want us to interrogate and see how we will move forward after that. So last week, on Thursday, I tried to get the room, like just somewhere to sleep, like a guest room. And Friday, I also tried to do that. And all the guest houses, most of these big ones and even the smaller ones, they were fully booked. They were fully booked. And why is this so important to me? Why is this so important for me to highlight it and make it a topic today? Like all the guest houses in Ongwediva and Oshakati were fully booked. I think last week, Thursday, Friday, the whole weekend. So to me, that's a big deal because, you know, when people are talking about hospitality and, hospitality mostly, the tourists who come to Namibia, room cover or whatever, they don't really talking about Oshakati and Ongwediva, guys, and Ondangwa, northern regions. Because this town, they barely benefited from the tourism travel or the tourism people, the tourists who visit Namibia, because they barely come here. So now to come to this town and finding all the guest houses mostly, because this one that are between 300 to 700 there, it's not the affordable ones, unlike the hotels. And they are fully booked. That's a big deal to these enterprises. This is a big deal to this northern economy. So there was an event like an SOE, I think it was a sport thing, where SOE came to Oshakati to play their games. And that injected life into these three towns. And I also managed to go out 2 times, managed to visit certain good places. And depending on your place, one of the places I visited is like KFC. I've been here like, because KFC, the one in Ongwediva, a seat like where you can sit with your laptop and charge your phone even. And I look at the frequency, I look at the number of people, I look at all the people who came in, and you can see that some people are not from here. You can see that some people just are traveling and they do not want to cook. And I visited also other different food places, and you can see the traffic of people. You can see the traffic of people who are visiting this place. And who came in to spend some small money, who injected life. I was also at Omatala because, yes, I love the open market. And I was also at a tank. You can see the number of people in Oshakati. And it was in the middle of the month. It's not like it's month end. So now I want us to get to this point that is how you build an economy. That is how you inject life into the economy. So to the municipality of Oshakati and Ongwediva, now you have to learn something. Now you have to evaluate. Now you have to assess that What else can we do to bring life for more people, or more people to spend money like the SOE games? Now, like now, there is the assignment, that's now the homework given to you, economic development planners, the SOEs and everybody. How do we inject life in our towns economically? Is it only sport that they can do it? Or can we just actually even sustain a population to stay here, you know, to stay in Oshakati? Now we have those key questions because we have seen what the population can do. We have seen that we can actually make people spend money in our town or come to our town or stay in our town. Now the key question now is this, that and this is for so many small towns that are losing their population, that they are losing their young people, that they are losing the people who are able to spend money to Windhoek and to Erongo. Now you have a homework. What can you do as a town planner, as a town manager, as a town CEO to keep your population that spend money and to keep injecting life and to keep making them spend money? So that is the tough work. We have seen how the SOE games have injected life into our two towns. And I'm sure also Ondangwa has benefited. I'm sure some of them came from Ondangwa, slept at Ondangwa, ate at Ondangwa. But Oshakati and Ongwediva, you managed actually to capture the whole injection, the whole expenditure, the whole purchasing power, everything from taxes to the food sector, to the accommodation sector, to the alcohol sector. You managed to capture all that economic benefit from those SOE games. And that's why I am asking. And that's why now I'm asking and trying to assess and actually just trying to highlight how important that is and ask this question to the municipality, to the town council of Oshakati and Ongwediva. What do you have next? Now you have tested, like, and Ongwediva and Oshakati keep testing because of the Oshakati Stadium. That investment was done years ago and it still accrue benefits to you. And I also want you to understand that when you maintain infrastructure, when you keep investing in certain infrastructure, when you do proper investment and you do assessment, the cost and benefit, like in the medium term and also in the long term, you also get to capture some economic benefit for a period of time. So now we have all this learning, all this lesson for us to look at things, for us to evaluate. But more importantly, what else do you have in store now to inject more life in your towns and to benefit your people who are still here? And more importantly, you to keep the population here in Ongwediva, here in Oshakati. Because all the small towns in Namibia are losing people, going to Windhoek, going to Erongo. And it's up now to the leadership within here to ask themselves this, how do I keep the young people? Because remember, as I kept saying and telling all those that whatever, as much as you older people have the money and the asset, the people who spend money is us, the young ones. It's the youth who spend money. As much as we are the broke one not having jobs, it's actually a disadvantage when we have young people without jobs or opportunity to make money. Because we are the one who are going to KFC. And now when I sat there in KFC, I was looking at the age frequency which are coming in there to buy. When I was looking at all these bars or alcohol retailers, when I asked also because I went to to five guest houses, like to check the population dynamics, like what are the frequent one who are coming? Is the youth? Is the young people? So now you get to understand that. The most important people in an economy is the youth. Why? Because they're the one who are spending money. Yes, the older people have the money, but they do not spend like us. So if you want to keep reviving and stimulating economy, take care of your young people. You gotta take care of your young people because they spend money. And we want to spend money because I'm going to eat 3 times a day. I'm going to grab the Fed cooks. I'm going to grab a soup at Peron. I'm going to go to a Matara and eat Matangara. Then in the evening when I'm with my friend or something, then go grab something at KFC or at some good SOS restaurant and eat something. We are the one moving things. We are the one spending the money. It's not the old people. And I'm sorry to my old people. And this is a fact. And I saw it over this weekend in Oshakati Nongodiva. I've been at so many different places. And one of the reasons I did it is just to see how these games and which population, which age population is spending money. Because I hear a lot of people saying, no, the youth are unemployed, the youth, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it's very, very dangerous to have youth unemployed, a number of youth unemployed. And it's actually self-defeating to those that are building towns or building villages to have your young people not having something to do to earn income. So meaning your town or your village growth will be determined by the opportunity you avail to your young people, the empowerment and the capacity you build for them to make money. Because once you successfully do that, the young people aren't going to go anywhere and they will keep spending money. So anybody who come to establish something, or any other young person who establish something within a particular town where young people are empowered and they are working, their business are not going to die. So that's why now I'm saying this, or I'm actually highlighting this. What I saw was beautiful. And it was so important to the hospitality industry in Oshakati Nongodiva to have a whole Friday by 7 and 8. All the rooms in Pandu are already booked. All the rooms in Oshana guest house are already booked. You called Etuna guest house, all they are already booked. You called this other one, Orion, and they are already booked. And all these smaller one also, you know, Kanjegede, they are already booked. Guys, that is a big deal. So now, how can we keep emulating that? How can we keep Oshakati Nongodiva? How can we collaborate and keep emulating that? Because when Oshakati is eating, it means Nongodiva is eating. When Nongodiva is eating, Oshakati is eating. They always eat together because they are so close. So when there are no rooms in Nongodiva, I'm going to come to Oshakati. Apart from Oshakati just losing in terms of the alcohol industry or the good bars or lounges, Oshakati is losing. But otherwise, the stadium in Oshakati feed Nongodiva. So I think the town council of Nongodiva and the town council of Oshakati, you colleagues can work together that and ask this question: that how do you emulate the SOE games injection into your local economy? What can you do? And how can you keep the young people within here, within Nongodiva, within Oshakati, so you don't lose them to Windhoek? Because everyone is losing people to Windhoek. Everyone is losing people to a wrong region. Now, Luderit is now coming. Luderit is now, life is being injected. You might lose more young people again going to Luderit. So now the key question is that, how do you emulate such type of economic injection consistently? Because many towns are failing to do that. So they are losing people, and they are losing actually the young generation, which is spend money. Because to me, that is my concern. In your town, if you only find all the people, they buy a Topscon and go cook at home. They barely eat at the restaurant. They barely frequent the KFC so many times like we do. They barely go to SOS, Calabar, whatever, all these clubs that we have. So the young people are the ones who spend. They are the life in an economy. So you gotta give them something to do. You gotta empower them. You gotta capacitate them. You gotta create opportunities so you keep them in your town. Because every weekend for us, we are buying something. What do you think now? We don't own cattle. No, we go buy from some old man. We go buy firewood from somewhere. We use electricity. So almost every weekend, the young folks, they're injecting life into the economy. So that is when you, Nongodiva and Oshakati, you have to be smart about these things. The arrogance of how we are treating young people, the arrogance of how we think we gotta take care of the older people, we gotta take care of them. They are the one with houses. They have houses, but they don't want to spend money like us. They don't. So it's not just about one person who bring in 10,000 in your business. It's about people who frequently come in, who keep it alive. I'm gonna come and spend the $50. And again, Komatango, I'm gonna come and spend the $25. If you put together, you aggregate what we do, what we spend on your business daily or weekly, and you compare now to how many old people did they come to your business. And this is not a war between the young and old. No, this is just something to make people understand that when people are worried about youth unemployment, it should also worry you as Ongwediva Sushaka Town Council, that when you have underutilized young people, when you are not creating opportunity for young people to work, you are disadvantaging yourself, actually. Your whole economy, your whole town economy. Because these are the people who get fuel almost twice or three times a day. Even though I'm not putting 1,000 in my car, I'm putting 70. I'm going to put 100 again. I'm going to put 200. Because we are all over the price of the places because we are mobile. So, and you get to see that when you keep also young people in your town, they attract other young people. Because my cousin Francis is in Enana, and I want to go to Enana, so I chill with him. I'm in Ongwediva, you want to come to Ongwediva and chill with me. And when we chill, we're spending our 300 or 400 today, and tomorrow morning we go eat kapano or matangara at Omatal. You get to see that when you have young people in your town, you also have a chance, a high probability of attracting other young people. So it's not just about the infrastructure itself. The people who filled up at the stadium over the weekend is the young people from Mashakati. It's the young people from Ongwediva who went to support, who went to sell something. So actually the people who managed to get the money from those people who visited, apart from the accommodation, is the young people. Because we are the one driving taxis. We are the one who were mobile to go sell our kapana there. We are the one who went to sell our draft there. So we captured the money for you two town councils. So tomorrow I'm going to pay my electricity, I'm going to pay my water, because I managed to go and capture the money on your behalf from those SOE people who came to spend money here. Now imagine if there was only KFC, like I saw a lot of them just going to KFC. And there were no young people who were able to go sell food there. You won't get much. So we have to understand that the young people are the one who are running the economy. So you town of Ongwediva, you town of Ashaka, those are some of the lessons that you have to learn. When you see anything that comes in Oshakati, who get the money for us? Who get the money? It's like back in the days that, okay, cool, the men go and hunt, but the women take care of the crop so beautifully. If it wasn't for how they divided the role and how they do it so beautifully, they will not capture the economic benefit. And now we are seeing that there were some wild animal walking by. So we sent who to go hunt them. The young people, they went to the stadium. They put up water. They put up what? So those SOE people, they are buying water. They are buying this and they are buying this. So they are leaving the money. But if there were no young people stationed there at the Osakati Stadium to capture and to take the money from the SOE people, we will not have captured so much from them. But the flexibility of the young people to have them in your town is a big deal. So now going forward is the key question that we need to answer. Is it something that we need to strategize? That how do we capture so much economic benefit from anybody passing in my town, staying in my town? And I think it's so key. Like I look at town like Tumeb. There is nothing to capture the people apart from the vendors. But they have such a long stretch of the road. Like when you are passing in Tumeb, there is not even something closer to you just to stop by. Like to grab a coffee or to grab anything. No, apart from the services, and even at their services, I'm sorry to say this, there is just nothing at their service appealing. Fast coffee, a fast food, there is nothing. And this is the mistake many towns are making. I think understanding how to build the economy, using flexibility, using mobility, using whatever we have, is very, very important. And this is why I keep blaming the people who are town planning or planning towns. They keep moving their Omatala away from the road. They keep putting blocks for a car not to turn to Omatala. And this is one of the common mistakes many towns are making. Because I am traveling and you want me to go to the stop and turn around and come and spend money at Omatala or to the retailer. It's just puzzling for me. The people who are building roads are the enemy of economic progress in many towns. Because they are preventing me, as I walk or as I drive my bicycle or ride my bicycle, to turn anywhere and go spend money. We are so sucked up in formalities. You cannot just stand there. Do you know what my 10 will do? I'm going to leave 100 there. I'm going to leave 100 there. And you know how hard it is to get it to 100. So in our town planning, let us not allow people to plan town without any understanding of how to build an economy. And this is why I always say this, that do not let engineer be on the table alone. Do not let accountant be on the table alone. You should always have economic development planners. People who know the town, people who understand their people, people who need to know what is to be done. Because guys, you are not building infrastructure just for the sake of it. You are building infrastructure to be utilized efficiently and effectively for people to make money. So I'm now seeing that the way they are building the road, they are so high, if you remove your car will be damaged. I'll be driving straight to my village. And I'll go with my 500. So then what is the use of building such a long thing on the edge of your road, preventing the business that are on the side to benefit? So we need to ask all this question, that when we are investing in things, we invited the people to build a long on Gwedive and Oshakati Road, and we do not want the people who are traveling within town to come off the road and go support them. That is just self-defeating. We are killing business in Oshakati and Gwedive because of our planning and how we are positioning things. And that will prevent us now from capturing that economic benefit that the people who are entering these two towns can do for us. So now it's about time we talk to our people, the engineers department, every department, the economic development planner should be your priest, it should be your pastor, that you are not building in isolation. You are not planning in isolation. Every infrastructure, every improvement, everything that we are putting there is to make sure that business closer to the road, get people to go there. Because now the entrepreneurs are building along Oshakati and whatever on Gwedive Road. But if I cannot tend to go and spend a $5 there, then it's self-defeat. You are killing the business. And remember, we are trying to take every money of that Nganjera dude, of that Kwambi dude, of that Kwaludi person, of that Kolongati person or Themba person who is going home. And they are passing through Oshakati, passing through Gwedive. They should not go home with their 1,000. We should take $5, $10 from it. How will we do it? They should be able to get off the road as fast as possible. They should be. Unlike when you are building roads that are preventing, we are making them go home, drive straight. It's like we are rich. We do not want them to turn on the side. So those are some of the simple things that they can improve or that can make us capture the money. So now we have young people along the road that are selling something. Like, you know, Kanjengedi, like before Kanjengedi combined school, there are people that are selling fruits there. Did you make it easier for me to get off the road to go support those people? How easy is it for me to get off the road? And I see they sell fresh produce. So it's now up to the municipality to capture such economic benefit that before I go home, let me go buy my tomatoes and my onion there quickly. But the road made it difficult for me. I have a small car. So we have to understand these little small things on economic building and how can we capture the maximum benefit from everyone who is coming to visit us going forward. Because we are not going to have games, because now Oshakati and Gwedive, guys, all we have is a stadium. It's one of the biggest economic enabler that you have. Now complement it. Complement it by making everything possible for people to make money and to spend money. Yes, I know you have. Gwedive has so many schools. It's one of the most beautiful things you have. IUM, you have almost all the private schools have been in Gwedive. Now you have the engineering. It's bananas. It's beautiful. Okay, cool. But they attract the young ones. And that is okay. Now you have now to look, what other infrastructure can I have to attract the next age class? And how should I position it? How accessible should it be? Beautiful people. We need to understand that. We need to build and invest in infrastructure. But not only just building them, we need to make them accessible. So ever coming to Sakate Nongwediva, they should be able to access those places and make money. And they put a tired road. And this is something that actually Sakate Town Council make me angry. I look, when I went somewhere deep in Okanjengedi there, at Jesaya open market or whatever shop, it's one of the old street. And what that Jesaya did to attract, to build a smaller economy around his shop, is beautiful. But it's for the past how many years? I can say for the past 30 years, that road is not tired. But that man created the whole economy, that Jesaya created the whole economy there. We have now so many shops there. And there was no electricity the time he came. But that road is still not tired. But it's one of the most frequently used road. People going to the Jesaya to get to work. Like, he literally built an economy. But the town council, I do not know what is they are thinking. That road is still not tired. But if you ask even the taxi drivers in Oshakati, they will know where Tate Jesaya is. But it's inside. He created such a whole smaller economy there. The taxis are able to go there now to go get people, to take people. And I now, when I went there now walking, I'm like, what is the town council of Oshakati doing? Like, you're supposed to appreciate a man who's able to attract the money. He get people to go deep in Okajagari to go spend money. Tell me anywhere else in Oshakati, like somebody started from scratch like that. And you're not going to give him a road? So those are some of the things that we have to look at, you know, when we're in Oshakati. That you have people that are investing. So you have to meet them halfway. You have to meet them halfway. You have to build infrastructure around them. You have to support them the little that you can do so they can keep attracting money into your town. As we answer that question, like going forward, what do we do? Because the SOE game will come once. We cannot keep depending on Oshakati Stadium. No, we have to build other infrastructures to make the money, to attract the money. Beautiful people. I know, answering the question, like, what else do we do apart from the SOE game next to keep the Ongwediven Oshakati town live? I mean, economic live. Inject consistent and constant life into it. It's one of the most difficult questions. And that's what I'm saying. Ongwediva and Oshakati, you guys are like, we're like those connected twins. And in my suggestion is to have your economic development planner like sit together, like literally. Because there is nothing that happened in Oshakati which doesn't fit the Ongwediva. Same thing. It's the same thing. So it is critical that you guys will put your head together. What else can we do about the SOE games? And I know, yes, the Oshakati Stadium is like your gold mine. But we have to start thinking beyond that. We have to start thinking beyond that. Yes, it should be our anchor, economic anchor, that we run to every time we need some economic injection. But guys, we have to think. We truly have to think, apart from the trade fair, what else will you two towns do to keep young people here and to keep attracting people with money? And if you solve that, then you don't need to worry much, because young people will stay. Those with money will stay. And they will attract others because you have the infrastructure, the atmosphere, the ecosystem. And it's just not about attracting and keeping young people. What program do you have in Oshakati that support young people or support young entrepreneurs? What program do you have in Ongwediva that support young entrepreneurs? Because we young people, we support each other. And if you make John business to be successful, I'm coming to see him. So keeping young people also is attached to what you do for entrepreneurs in your town. What you do for startups. What you do for vendors. What program do you have, you economic development planners in Ongwediva and Oshakati, that support young and small entrepreneurs and upcoming? Because those are the youth population. Because I don't want to go to Windhoek anymore. Like, you know, I want to be here. I want to do my consultants here. Windhoek is overcrowded with everything. But they have the population and the purchasing power. But it did not come there by nature. Windhoek is also has no mind.
But that is the economic hub. So making an economic hub is up now to the leadership, the economic development planners, and what to talk about your CEOs. Osakate no whatever you are surrounded by all the villages. What can you derive from that benefit of being surrounded by villages? People who look after goats and grow mahangu and do other things. That's your strategy should also be based there to supplement your stadium, to supplement your universities. What else can you have deeper from the village people? Beautiful people. The conversation I had when I spoke to one economic development planner, he said, no, we do not have a mine here or minerals in Oshakati or Ngwediva. You know, those small towns are going to suffer because they have no minerals. And I listened quietly and I wanted to give an example. Like Tsumebe is one of the best and bigger mine. How big it is? What does it have? Ocharongo is doing great, but they do not have like literally a mine. So in tapping the economic, in having something that anchor your economy is a good thing, like the Tsumebe and the Uchos and others, it's a good thing. But that cannot be the only lifeline. I used to say those who have a mind are more blessed compared to other towns. But I'm now realizing that when you do not have a mind, when you are like Rundu, when you are like Ngwediva and Oshakati, and now I do not have a mind, you can capture the economic benefit in different ways. And once when I drive through, not drive because I don't drive, when I like somebody drive me through Ndangwa, I my heart really bleed. Because I look at Ndangwa and I look at this guy. These guys do not want anybody to stop in Ndangwa. Maybe Ngwediva and Oshakati are better. Ndangwa, they built long things on the edge of their road. Like I can turn and go to visit the nearby shop. But they have nothing else. They're supposed to depend on people who pass through Ndangwa. But I'll find Ndangwa for another day in Tsumebe and Rundu. I'll find them. I'll dedicate a day to them. So we have now to learn, like Oshakati and Ngwediva, you have to understand that you do not have a mine, you do not have minerals, but that is not the end of the road. You have so many things that you can take a look at. It just depends on how do we sit down and utilize the village. Because you have the people who produce mahangu, but you do not have a mahangu mila in Ngwediva and Oshakati, like at the industrial level. You are not utilizing AMTA to the highest level they're supposed to be utilized. Because you have a tundaka on the other side. And Oshakati and Ngwediva are supposed to be the main distributors. You are surrounded by people who are keeping small stock animals like chicken and goats and others. But I don't see meat being produced here. You had an abattoir that you have killed, but you are closer to Ombuga where more cattle are. So I depending on the stadium alone is not enough. When you have Ombuga, when you have a Tunda, all those supposed to be economic hubs that can inject life. And before you know it, the population of Otapian are going to grow also. And the Tunda will not benefit. And you will not benefit from a Tunda anymore. So we now need within our town in Ngwediva, you have to use the rural community, which have resources, and tap into that. Because we look at economic building as just bringing malls and others. They do not create money, MIG. No mall create money. No shopping center that create money. No, they all collect money. So they do not belong development. No, they come to collect. But you can actually make or create money by combining or by connecting yourself to the village that surrounds you, to the green scheme there, to the livestock producers. So you can create industry that generate money. That abata in Osaka that we are killing, that we are struggling to revive. Then and it puzzles me, like, what is that that we are failing to do with that abattoir? Why are we acting like we do not know each other? Like, no, the electricity is so expensive. No, then talk to town council of Oshakati. Let us find a better modality to make it happen. Because we have a lot of cattle at Ombuga. And if we can revive the abattoir, the whole Ngwediva and Oshakati are going to be fed. They're going to create employment. Money is going to be injected. And you will have now more economic anchor apart from the stadium. What else that you have in Osaka Tenongodiva that create money, that generate money, apart from the stadium? Yes, the university, they create money, but because in all our campuses, none of our campuses are feeding something outside. And you guys can get me wrong. If you look at all the campuses that you have in Nongodiva and Osaka, I want you to look at them. Which one have something outside that is benefiting from them? Apart from, the education one, you have, I think there is a bar in front of it. That bar is literally being fed because the boys, as soon as they finish their classes, they go and have a cold one. But what else do you have in front of our campuses that get to be fed by the student? So, and I'm saying that when we are building infrastructure, like a campus is an infrastructure, and it's supposed to be feeding others, like the engineering. Engineering is nothing in front of them. The kids come to school, they go eat somewhere. Like there is nothing being fed by the engineering department in Nongodiva. Like what other economic, little economy that are being fed by the campus? When the student come to school, like they, like, you know, so my, that is the thing we're supposed to have. You cannot be building any campus, any school, big institution, and you do not create a space for other small enterprises to benefit from the traffic, from that human traffic going into the campus. So all our institutions here in the north, we're all hiding them, and we do not create the space. So then it's a waste of investment to me. Because outside the engineering department, those houses are supposed to be sold and create space for businesses so that they can benefit. So the kids can go make copies. So the kids can go whatever, man. This is just my suggestion, my economic theory. Now I'm looking at all. Like the UNAM campus for education one, you have so much space there. What can we build? What can we build to benefit businesses? Small business, they can be given space there. I know the buy across the road benefit from the boys from when they knock off. What else can we surround our campuses to feed the young people? Because those are the people who spend money. So that is my type of thinking. That to keep your economy alive, you have to strategize and to look at the infrastructures that you have. So I'm not just criticizing you. That is my suggestion. Like, any, because it makes me angry. I used to go visit my friend at the engineering campus. And it's like an isolated thing. Then outside, like, where are the business? Where are the small enterprises to benefit from the traffic going to the engineering? And there's nothing. And it's the same thing with the VTC. There is nothing outside the VTC. The Nongodiva VTC. Maybe, okay, the Nongodiva VTC was built a long time ago. We were not thinking such, but we cannot be building big institutions and do not avail space in front of them. That is where traffic is. That is where traffic is. So beautiful people, we need to rethink going forward and building. And building and building ecosystem around every institution. I do not even know if there is a tax rank in many of our, okay, now the education one has a tax rank. But going forward, because like the Oshakati one, the Oshakati campus, the nursing one in the stadium, they have only one-way road. And me and my friend were arguing and we went to watch the Ochula game. Like that. We needed to have economic wisdom, because if we know them that a stadium is a magnet for people, we will build a two-way. Now when we went to watch our Chula Chula game, we were there outside for 20 minutes. The game is already started while we are in a line, in a queue of vehicles. So now we're like looking like, okay, this is where we need economic wisdom and vision. When you are building an infrastructure like the stadium, it should be a two-way. It should have enough space for the cars and for the people to go in. So, town Oshakate, Nongodiva, the economic development planners, you really, really, really need to step up. And it's not because you are not stepping up. I'm just saying that if you wanted the economic injection like what you got during the SOE games, you need to step up to utilize the infrastructure that you have and also to revamp them and to create an ecosystem around each infrastructure. An ecosystem means bigger road, more space for small enterprises to step up next to it so they can benefit from whoever comes to the stadium. That's why people are building economic integrated hub where you find an airport and it is everything, accommodation, everything. Because any infrastructure is a magnet for people. And you do not want a person to leave to go buy shoes, to go buy running shoes, to go buy a beer, to go buy a kapana anywhere else. You want them to leave their money there. Because when we were watching the Chula Chula game, like the beer literally finished. The water bottle, the energy drinks finished. So do you see how such an infrastructure can generate money? But you have to build an ecosystem around it so that the small enterprises can benefit from it. Create an environment around it. Create spaces for smaller businesses so that they can capture the money on your behalf. Like I said earlier, who get to go and get the money from whoever come is the smaller enterprises. Why? They are more flexible. They are more flexible. They went to ShopRite and Pick and Pay and buy all the water and come in front of the stadium. Now, if you do not create a space in front of the stadium, where are they going to be stationed and take the money on your behalf? Economic wisdom, colleagues. Economic wisdom. And it's not that I also have it. As I keep observing and seeing, I'm saying that we can do better. Especially on our roads, guys. Talk to the engineers. They shouldn't be blocking me to getting off the road to go buy them. I just saw the kapana across the road. Now I have to go drive again 1 kilometer so I can turn back and put the kapana. My guy, do you think I have the whole day? So this is some of the things as we looking at the small towns like Oshakati and Ongwediva, which does not have deeper economic anchors. So you have to utilize everything. So convenience is going to need to be your friend. Convenience and efficiency in everything, accessibility. Me turning so many times just to find my favorite bar, my favorite restaurant, a guest house. Roads are not tired. This is one thing about Oshakati. Maybe on whatever you're doing well, you're getting there in terms of tiring your road. But Oshakati, you need to step up, man. No. You need to step up. Some of these are old locasis there on Eshilas, but the roads are still not tired. But those places, they have better. They have good bars. On Nambango has been there. There are still no tiles or it's still dusty. Why? And I'm saying this not to criticize, but I'm saying that I want to go to Sifo and go have my beer there at Sifo at Oneshila. But when rain come, that place to access Sifo bar is underwater. During winter, it's dusty. But these are places that have been there for 30 years. And I'm saying this, you have nothing else apart from your stadium. So meaning that you have to tap on tiring your road to create convenience for me to go within the castle. The people are in the castle and I want to go support them. But if you are making it hard for me, places like the Onambao and others have been there for years. And this is where the meme even used to sell the kapana. This time I did not even find them there. Or maybe it was a Sunday. So that whole place. You just need to put interlocks, man. Because you depend on economic conveniences. And if you're not creating convenience for me to stop before I go to Kwambi home, or before I go to Onganjera, I'm not going to stop in Oshakati. I'll go straight to Etunda. To Etango. And I'm going to ask you this. Who is some of your entrepreneurs, the small entrepreneurs, are they at the Tango? The people I want to support, are they there? Do they own any shop there? Or am I just taking money to the same people who have been giving money for years? But I want to go within Oneshila. I want to go within Evuruluko there and go spend money to my friends. But if you don't make it easier for me, how will I go spend money? I'll go straight to Etango and buy things. but I suppose actually to go there deeper in, go eat at Hakapana and spend 100 or 200 and go home. So what is important is your road to be going inside. I'm telling you guys, the most important thing is your road to be going inside. Inside. Because at the malls, there is nobody at my mall who belong to me. All the shops that are there, they just came to collect money. And I'm sorry you think that is development, but I'm not against, I'm just saying that my people are within on the Shila Kanjegedi. I want to go inside. I want to go spend money to my people. But if your road are like the way I'm seeing them, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go straight to Baludi. I'll buy my things or go straight to a tango and go. But the people now, the people inside who spend money on you, who pay water and electricity, if they do not get the customers, what do you think what will happen to the smaller businesses? That's why our priorities needed to change and our way of looking at these small enterprises within the hood need to change. One thing about IUM is that they benefited from IUM is that road. When IUM was built, that road to Oshigambo second or whatever to Moshpandega secondary school, it benefited IUM because it created convenience to go there. It created convenience to go there. So if we can look at every enterprise within the hood as a bigger thing, and it just create an ecosystem for them in Oshakati Nongwediva, we will grow. Because you have nothing else apart from the stadium and malls. What else do you have in Oshakati Nongwediva? No industries. Apart from educational campuses, what else do you have? So meaning you depend on smaller business more than any other town. So make them a priority. Create that environment that they need. Rather than just actually direct them to go to the big malls. So this is something that is killing many of us, that we are not supporting the smaller guys within the hood. We take time to take electricity there. We take time to put roads there. I've gone to some guest houses that are like, when you're going there, it's dusty. There's no tired road. But when you hear that the guest house is full, I'm like, if this guest house is able to attain people, like for the past 2 weekends, is full, they have a good case to go to the municipality to bring a tired road because they are bringing money to Oshakati. Because a guest house make people sleep in your town. And when they are sleeping in your town, what do? They spend money. Before they go to sleep, they go buy a beer, they go buy a kapana. Maybe they do not even have whatever that they need, a t-shirt, then they go buy. They make people stay in your town. That's what I'm saying today. My dedication was that all the guest houses in Nongwediva and Oshakati were full for the past weekend. And it was a big deal. And I'm happy for that industry because it's very hard to have them full because they do not get tourists here in this side. And that's what I'm saying now. The town can emulate or can learn something from it. That how do you get that industry and any other industry to benefit from travelers? You now have looked to see what ecosystem you created for the guest house. What ecosystem have you created for the small entrepreneurs? How are you positioning them? How are you positioning them? And again, how are you taking advantage of the spot economy? Because at one guest house, the one in Okanjegedi, when I was there to say, no, we are full today because we think there is spot in the town. And that was a key word. We think there is spot. Because it's only the spot and the tournament that make the guest house have people. So Nongwediva and Oshakati, this is now, listen to this, this is wisdom. And it's not written by the people from anywhere. No. Just wording from somebody who is running any. And just a lady who cleaned the room and arranged them. And said, no, our guest house is full for this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We think there is a sport event in Oshakati. And like, okay. Now the municipality need to hear what can the sport economy do? What the sport economy do? Is the only sector that feed the guest house or the hospitality industry in Oshakati and Nongwediva. They are the only one who can make them full. So what are you doing about the sport economy? What ecosystem are you creating? I heard the African Stars have bought some team in Ongwediva. What ecosystem now are you creating? Like African Stars is coming to your town. What ecosystem are you creating? They came to invest in your town. They came to support your young girls or young people. What else are you doing for other teams now to be competitive with African Stars? So that whenever there is a game here of netball or whatever, the guest house or the hospitality industry, the food industry flourish. Beautiful people. So Ongwediva and Osakati, because you guys are intertwined, you are together. Whatever the other one do, the other one feed. But you need now to work together in terms of creating such an environment, an ecosystem that will be your economic anchor. And I think many people in the town councils and the municipality, they do not understand how important it is to create an ecosystem. When you create an ecosystem, that can be an economic anchor. Everyone just want to come to your town because it's so convenient. The ecosystem is just beautiful. No harassing of vendors. The infrastructure, the road inside are there. The cleanliness, the accessibility of shops and bars and whatever is just there. That is the economic anchor on its own. When you go to places like Windhoek, and I'm sorry to say this on Windhoek, the municipality, I don't think people like us there. I don't think business are liked there. And this is an advantage that many of this small town can take advantage of. There is nothing special about Windhoek, I'm going to say this. It's just somewhere in the mountains and there is no water and everything is expensive. But all these smaller towns are losing people to Windhoek. And Meli dear, I'm not hating on Windhoek. I love you guys. I love Windhoek. I'm just doing a comparison. Why is Windhoek growing and Osakati is not and Ongwediva is not? And Ongwediva, you are building all these campuses, but still, the population that is money is still going to Windhoek. Whenever we finish with our degree, we go to Windhoek. Why? Let us answer the question, the why. Because we haven't created the ecosystem that when I finish my degree, I'm going to set up something here. I'm going to set up something here. And that is very important. I went to SOS, to the restaurant, and this is not my first time I'm going there. And I'm looking at the environment. I'm looking at the vibe. I'm looking at the energy. And SOS is just closer to Osakati municipality. So I wanted to say, like, okay, I want to just go invite the people from the municipality because their building is there. I just want to, if I had money, I just want to bring them here and tell them that I was here 5 years ago or when the SOS was started. And I want you to observe it now and observe it before. Is there something that you can do as a municipality? I tell people this, that if one way to assess that your economy, your town economy is working, look at your restaurants. Just look at your restaurant performances. They are the biggest indicator of how an economy is doing. You look at the people who sell food. You look at the restaurant. They are the best measurement of how an economy is doing. And when the people who sell food at the restaurant are not doing well, it means there is something wrong with your economy. So I know many people struggle with economic measurement in their town. You do not need to follow this statistical measurement, the GDP. No, I want you to visit all your restaurant outlets and ask how they are doing. Ask how many people they are getting per day. Ask how many meals are they preparing. And you'll be able to know how bad or how good your economy is performing. And I'm asking Ongwediva and Osakati, that is what you should be doing. And when you get that feedback, then you create another SOE game. You create something that will inject life into the economy, because that is how it's done. Don't wait until what Namibia statistics is going to produce. The Namibian economy. What else do you guys have here in the Namibian economy? I mean, contributing to GDP, apart from consumption. You have no industries. Yeah, water engineering there is manufacturing things. But what else do you have? Apart from campuses, what else do you have? So many, you have to take advantage of the little thing that you have, especially at the restaurants and the people that are trading. Create conveniences for them. Create conveniences. Otherwise, you will be like some towns where they build a lot of houses, so people only go to sleep there and they go work somewhere.
But the most important thing is that they have people sleeping there and working there. And I know this is one of the most difficult things. The most difficult thing for towns to maintain. You build houses, but people don't sleep there. Or a town, you have so many malls and school, people come and work there and they go sleep somewhere. So you are losing money in the process. Shakaten, whatever you can actually work together and they create something, create convenience, create an ecosystem for small enterprises that are taking goats and slaughtering somewhere, that are taking cattle and slaughtering them here, that are importing the fresh veg from Etunda and distributing. Because Etunda is more closer than Tume, but now people are going to Tume to get the fresh produce. We are not creating that ecosystem that we need. And also you look at your infrastructure, and I highlighted one, which is just your road, which is making it difficult for people with vehicles to get off the road. My friend, the car is like a small car, so we couldn't get off where we want to get off because the roads are just so high. But our friend, they have something selling meat outside and we want to go to support. So you are literally making people not to spend money if you are not building infrastructure in such a way that it create accessibility. And also around bigger institutions like the campuses, create a space for entrepreneurs to come and set up. Build your dual road in front of the stadium so that people can move faster and spend money. Beautiful people. Especially the economic development planners from Ngwediva and Oshakati. This was unsolicited feedback from me. It's unsolicited feedback from me. For other towns who want us to do the same thing, just invite Eagle FM. We will come and take a look and criticize you and give suggestions. Not because we hate you. No, we love you. You are Namibia, but we want to do better. We need to do better. In terms of creating the ecosystem and creating the conducive environment for businesses to flourish, and I'm saying this again, guys. Malls are not the people who bring money. Your people within the caste, within the hood are very important. So build a tired road there. Electrify them. Create a conducive environment for them to do their small business inside. Like I say, that the Jesaya now in Okanjegedi is more known than anybody in Okanjegedi because he created the whole economy within there and is now attracting people from Okanjegedi. But the town council did not reward him yet. Because that road going to his shop is still not tired for the past 33 years. No, not that he has been there, but yeah, I've been there for the past 34 years. So, and there is a miscommunication or perhaps a lack of appreciation from those who are in the municipality to understand it. But whenever a big mall is coming written and having shop from South Africa, we rush and build an ecosystem around them. And I think that is to our own disadvantage. Let us appreciate our people who are bringing money into our town. The guest houses are bringing in money. The small businesses are bringing in money. Let us appreciate them within Ngwediva by building an ecosystem around them, by making sure they are accessible to business and to people that are traveling. You can do it. It's possible. And I think the two of you need to be meeting more often to see how can we strategize and take advantage of what we have. Build another stadium so that the people can just be alternating here. I heard that Ngwediva, you are starting with a stadium. Go faster, please. So that all the games can just be played here in the north. Like the stadium there. And the hospitality industry, the food industry, the transportation industry. Just imagine. You'll be a sport hub. All the sport will come here. Everyone will come here. It's just up to you, colleagues. It's just up to you. You are in competition with Windhoek and Walvis Bay and Swakopmund. And one thing that we need to learn is that maybe I'll come next time with Swakopmund. Swakopmund create an ecosystem. Like you can walk around, you can run to, because they know they depend on tourists. So you too now emulate that, create an ecosystem for small enterprises, for sport, for whatever. So that you can tap on the economic benefit that come with people who come into your town. So you don't lose a single dollar. And with that, colleagues, that was my assessment, that was my suggestion, my theory, after spending a whole week in Oshakati and Ngwediva and the SOE games and what they done for the hospitality or for the guest house industry in those two towns. Whoever came up with that idea and decided to take it to Ngwediva, to Oshakati, thank you so much. I think all these people from the hospitality
have benefited from it, and that's how we're supposed to do things and benefit and grow our economy. With that, have a very good night and be ready for Uncle Fly. And also, thank you so much for choosing us, listening via the website, listening via the radio, reading the Villager newspaper, and being educated or being updated on what is happening on the Namibian economy. It's your responsibility, it's my responsibility to communicate the right information and to have a conversation that empowers and that takes us forward. With that, colleagues, have a very good night and be ready for Uncle Fly.